This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
Joining us this week on All Natural, it's only 11 days until Copenhagen. All the world leaders will start discussing the future of our environment. To tell us the latest on that, from the WWF, good morning, Jonathan Larkin.
Morning, Adam.
Now, there's some interesting things that are starting to fall into place just 11 days before Copenhagen. Australia's been coming to, I guess, sorting out the emission trading scheme.
Yeah, look, it's quite encouraging to see that, as you say, we've got less than 2 weeks now before Copenhagen, and it looks like Australia will have an emissions trading scheme in place. And people might question the necessity or value of that before this Copenhagen meeting, but it's always surprising to see how much of an impact one country's decision has on all the others. So, it's the same when we look to the US or to China or Japan or Brazil or France or any other country to see what progress they're making. Other countries look at us and wonder what progress we're making too. So we think it's a really good step towards a global deal.
And US President Obama, I should say, and China's President Hu, they've also come to the plate as well with regards to emissions.
Yeah, so at the moment they've both made commitments to come to Copenhagen, or at least send their negotiators to Copenhagen, rather, and argue for a strong deal. Now, there's some details still to be worked out. The US is in a similar position to Australia in that it's trying to get an emissions trading scheme through its Senate. That looks unlikely to happen before Copenhagen, but it's a huge step. When you think back to the not-so-long-ago Bush era, you can clearly see that the US has made big improvements in the way it thinks about and deals with climate change. And likewise, China. I wouldn't be entirely surprised to see China take a real leadership position in Copenhagen and almost force the rest of the world into tackling climate change, because if China moves, then everyone else has an incentive to go, because that's the way the world economy is going to go.
While some countries are coming to the party, I believe there's a couple that aren't. Canada and Saudi Arabia are not playing nice at the moment.
Yeah, so Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper has been a bit sceptical in the past about taking action on climate change, and he remains sceptical as ever, which is quite unfortunate. And Canada have struggled to make their emissions reductions under the Kyoto Protocol, and it looks like they would struggle under any sort of new Copenhagen Protocol. So they're blocking a bit of action at the moment. And countries like Saudi Arabia, obviously if you're a massive fossil fuel exporter, and I can think of a few countries like that, there's a lot of people who will argue that, reducing greenhouse gas emissions is not in your best interest.
And Copenhagen is obviously a while away for everybody, us individually, I should say, and the world leaders are going to make their decisions. Is there anything we can do to help out and to support you guys and obviously reduce the carbon emissions?
Yeah, definitely. Look, there was some great news overnight with the amendments to the emissions trading scheme, which mean that the voluntary action that households take, like purchasing green power, will now be additional to the scheme. So everyone who buys green power, it doesn't free up someone else to make that pollution on your behalf. It means that, we'll be making an extra cut in our emissions. So switching to green power is always a great thing that households can do. And then I think to support Copenhagen, the best thing to do is to show leaders, both from Australia and around the world, that it is a big issue, that they can't duck and weave and just pretend like everything's turned out great. Best way to show your support, jump onto websites like Vote Earth, which is sort of what Earth Hour has become these days, And just by sort of building up that momentum, we're really piling on the pressure on people like Kevin Rudd, like Barack Obama, like Hu Jintao, you know, the EU leaders, you know, everyone who has to get together to make this deal a success.
And of course, you can find out exactly what the WWF is doing around the world at wwf.org.au. Jonathan Larkin, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a great morning.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.